morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you listen to this. This is just a bit of a wrap-up on the Indo-Chinese religions, which is Jainism, Taoism, Confucianism, and Shintoism. And you could tell through a lot of the PowerPoints and videos, it's kind of a crossover and some various things going on. As I looked through this, again, I think you're all doing well. I don't know that I have a whole lot I want to add, other than maybe at this point as we go into Buddhism to kind of reiterate how things are to work in a very housekeeping manner, only because of some questions that I've received and some things I'm working on. So let me give you some context. At the two-week report, a few of you were way off track, and come to find out you were not getting the updates from the announcements page. Fix that. I send you a weekly reminder every week now that you should get in your inbox. It should be in Moodle and your inbox. Check both. At the five-week report, I think that part is fixed, but I also have the impression, and I know as I look through Moodle right now, I'm very cool with you working ahead, but I'm concerned whether are you really working ahead or do you just not know where we're at? And it's kind of a serious point just because there's a couple of you who've been stressed out, like, oh, I'm not going to get X done or this done on time, in particular with Buddhism. And we're just this week starting Buddhism, right? These are sort of two-week units. I have them built together so that we may approach them as chunks, but you know, it's 2 weeks over each section right now. So we're just ending Indian Chinese religions and beginning Buddhism. Again, if you work ahead, that's fine, but don't get so far ahead that I think you get confused. Always refer to the schedule in the syllabus. In fact, when I send my weekly reminders on Wednesdays, I'm just copying and pasting directly from the schedule in the syllabus and putting that in there, what's due this week. The additional piece to that is you can't necessarily rely on Moodle, and I'm not sure why. Quizzes always show a hard due date on the calendar. Journals never do. And then I'm not sure why some discussion boards do and some don't. I have no understanding of why that happens. So I think into week five, I think there's a couple of you or a few of you, not many, maybe still relying on the calendar and Moodle. And I wouldn't do that. I would stick just with the schedule and the syllabus. Sort of maybe the last point, and maybe looking at Buddhism as a good example, right? The thing that I try to do, like the quiz is the quiz. And in this case, there won't be a quiz, there'll be an exam. It'll sort of be like a midterm over these Eastern religions. But other than that, the journals are pretty straightforward in terms of, what is contemporary? I know a lot of you are doing like article searches and that's not bad. You're finding stuff, you're doing stuff. But as I wrote just in one comment here a few seconds ago, honestly, or I guess 3 minutes and 57 seconds ago, the comment was, what I want you to take from the journal exercise is to realize and recognize that these ancient faith traditions aren't necessarily dead, right? They're still practiced. There's still something real about them. And that does go a little bit into that discussion about Taoism and Confucianism as philosophies. They are what they are, but there's a reason they really take root in the spirit of people for some reason. And what is it? Why do we have this sort of ritual and rite and rhythm to our lives? And so they're real. They still exist. Buddhism clearly still exists. It's a very popular religion. But see what's going on in contemporary time frame, what's going on. It's odd that we're very aware of Buddhists being persecuted, but there are some sects of Buddhism that do the persecuting. You may not know that. Go look for that. Check that out. It is not necessarily just a current article on the development of Buddhism or Hinduism or whatever we're looking at. We're doing that. I want you to find out how the religion is alive today. The discussion boards are sort of what they are, discussions over something in the unit. The teach to learn sections really are ways of getting some experiential learning in a very weird way. I did read, because some of you had gone ahead and listened to the Beastie Boys Bodhisattva Vow, and I'm just kind of chuckling because I want you to sort of see what you got from it. I wasn't really looking for sort of music art appreciation of, it was hard to hear because they're using so much, static and feedback. Yes, that's how they did that. It has that sound. So maybe dig just a little deeper in what that means. And part of it is, and again, I'll recap this more at a later date, but just in general, in terms of the practices, it is to find out things like that are similar. Why are they part of it? Sometimes music, and I picked that one because it's doing two things. It's literally communicating what it means to take a bodhisattva vow, but you're also in the background getting very traditional sounds that are used in Buddhist music, if you want to call it that. I don't know what you'd want to really, I don't think they're sacred necessarily. Some are, I don't know that one is. So it's just interesting that's there. But that's the rhythm, right, again, of the class. And I want to highlight that, I guess, in this little wrap up, because as I said, we're going to hit exam one as a midterm, not this week, the next week. But then it means this next, after the midterm, it's all Western religions as we kind of head out. But that same structure exists. So just stay on top of it. Thanks.